Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
We preach togetherness daily, and it's more so a testament to them building trust with one another really fast. And so they work on it. They live together. They hang out together. And I think more so than anything, they love competing together.
How about, I thought you guys did a great job, maybe until the very end, about combating their press.
Yeah.
I mean, coming in, you know, we heard about all their press and their fast tempo, but it didn't bother you.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Until the end.
Yeah.
Most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, to only have 13 turnovers against a team that forces 27 a game, I'll take that. You know, they averaged 16 steals, and even a lot of our turnovers were dead ball turnovers that didn't necessarily hurt us, and so, you know, they ended up with 9 steals, and I feel like we talked about it. Our scout team did an excellent job, simulating it all week, and, you know, we told our team, most teams score a bunch of points later in the game because they wear teams down, and so that was a huge message of ours against them, was to stay poised and composed in the third and the fourth quarter. When you're starting to get fatigued, like, make the right play and fight through that fatigue.
What about Jada? I'm sorry, Tom. What about Jada Tate? She set the tempo for you. All those offensive rebounds early on when it was 14-5 at the first TV timeout.
Yeah, no, our both of our bigs were awesome. All three of them. You know, Kat went in there and played some minutes even when we were in foul trouble and did a great job. Jada, kept her hands on a lot of balls and created extra possessions, scored in the paint. Rachel finished great today, and I just was really proud of them defensively as well. They erased a lot of things that we needed them to defensively.
Most of your kids don't remember Marshall last year, do they, or not? Or
there's only a handful that remember that game. Yeah, about 6 or 7 of them.
And
yeah.
So you use that at all, or you don't? Or
yeah, we talked about it. I think, you know, especially us coaches, they know we're competitive, and
right.
That was probably our worst game of the year last year.
Right.
We definitely laid an egg, but new season, new team, they look completely different than they did last year.
Right.
And so it's kind of a fresh start for both, but I did really, really, really want to win this one badly because of what happened last year.
Let me ask you one last thing. I get out of here. Lane Farrell.
Yeah.
What does she give you and do for you?
Yeah, just the maturity, stability, and then a really, really high level of skill. Like,
yeah.
She's just really skilled at the game. And, you know, every coach that's ever coached her has said, like, she just needs to shoot more. She's too humble and wants to pass. And so, you know, we're continually telling her we need her to put that ball
in
the bucket.
She did.
But she just makes very few mistakes and does only really positive things for us and is a great defender.
And you got her because she wanted to come home, or you went after, or how did that happen?
Yeah, so when she went in the portal, we reached out to her, and luckily she came on a visit. We didn't even think we'd get her on a visit, but she came. She was only looking at, you know, schools in a radius around Dayton, Cincinnati area, and visited a few. And, when it came down to it, I think a couple of the girls that had already committed, like Hutch committed to us right before she did. And so, they kind of knew each other, and I think that was helpful. But, man, we're really glad we have her.
I wanted to ask you about Lane, picking up on that point. You're up 8. And they have the ball, and it looked like she had good defense one-on-one against Scott. And then you, on transition, she makes her miss. You come down and score. Basically, that's the game. What about that sequence?
Yeah, I think we had an answer for every time they went on a little run. I was just really impressed that our players didn't play tentative to the final buzzer. And, you know, I think that can easily happen when a team is in your face for 94 feet and, turning us over late and we're making some tough plays and missing some bunnies. But I think our ability to continue to respond late in that fourth was huge, and we got some stops. We finally got some defensive rebounds in those last 3 minutes.
I was very impressed. Very precision, quick passing, finding the open person in this game. I didn't see that last year.
Yeah, no, I think this team is full of just the camaraderie where they see each other, they trust each other with the ball, and that had to happen today. We needed everybody available to handle the ball, and they did a great job.
Did you realize that when you were up 14-5, you never let them get within closer than 7 the rest of the game? That's a handoff to your team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way we started was absolutely huge, and we've talked about that starting fast, and that's done really good things for us. I didn't realize that it, you know, got what to 8 in the fourth, with about 4.5 minutes, and I was definitely nervous there. But again, they responded, and they've continued to ever since we've been together. So I'm really proud of them.
Well, final question, and it seemed unusual to me, but I'm sure there's a reason for everything. 24 seconds into the third quarter, you called a timeout with 21 on the shot clock. What was the reasoning there?
I don't remember.
Or if you remember. I know you almost didn't get it past half court, but you got it past half court. It was 21 on the shot clock. It was 9:36 to go in the third quarter, and you called the timeout.
Oh, it was right in front of me, and we were about to turn it over.
Okay.
Yeah. We were just about to fumble the ball and turn it over, and I just felt like at that point I had 4 timeouts, so I could burn at least 2 of them saving possessions at that point. So that was my thinking.
So finally, as you go into conference, I don't know that there's much to improve on, but what do you need to improve on as you get into the Horizon League?
Oh, I think there's always things to improve on. You know, a coach is never happy. But, yeah, I think we need to continue to just refine our defense and continue to be defensively sound. That definitely needs to happen. We could always play a little faster, and I think we're off to a great start, but, you know, a conference game is next. And so, you know, we've got a big task in front of us of IUPUI.
Thank you. All right, as we continue our halftime conversations with the assistant coaches on the University of Dayton women's basketball staff, Bryce Agler. I have wanted to talk to this man for 2 years, and I've got him now. Bachelor of Arts degree in Communication from Wittenberg, minor in Sports Management 2014, 2 years at Eastern Illinois, 1 year at SMU, 5 years WNBA with Dallas and Los Angeles, where he worked with his father, 1 year at Pitt, Director of Video and Player Performance. All right, did I cover all that? Is there anything else about your background you would like to add to that?
No, I think you covered everything.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Okay, so let's start out here, and wide-ranging responsibilities, obviously, on court, off court. Let's talk the off court first in terms of dealing with social media, dealing with recruiting, dealing with scouting other teams. What takes up most of your time in the off court hours during this part of the season?
I would probably say would be scouting other teams and recruiting. I think those take up the two big times in my off-court duties.
So in terms of recruiting, you know, you guys have games usually a couple times a week. You're traveling. Are you recruiting? Of course, it's a different time than it used to be. Are you doing Zoom recruiting? Are you doing phone recruiting? Are you going to places? High school seasons are starting basically like a week after this interview we're doing now. Are you going to watch kids in person, which, again, takes away from the daily routine?
Phone calls, text messages, staying up with relationships with coaches and players, and then we are starting to go to games now. There's been some preseason tournaments for Ohio High School that we've started to go to.
Are there any restrictions? We just went through the Jim Harbaugh, your assistant can't go and scout a team in person nonsense at Michigan. Are there any restrictions about high school games that you can go to or you can't go to? Or can you go see any game anytime you want?
They have to be registered with the NCAA. Like, the state legislations, like Ohio High School, is we can go to those. But there are some games that we aren't allowed to go to.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, so in terms of scouting, how much are you constantly breaking down film every week? I mean, for example, this is after the Purdue game, but you had Purdue, they played maybe 5 games. Are you watching film on all of those games, or are you like picking the couple of games that were close and not, say, the UCLA 30-point blowout?
We'll watch probably the most recent last three games, and then anyone that we think plays a lot like us, just offensively or defensively, just for matchup sake, just to see how they guarded things or how they guarded them and stuff like that.
Okay, that makes lots of sense. I do want to talk about your time in the WNBA, which is fascinating. If you're a WNBA commissioner today for a day, and you're going to find out my passion for the WNBA with this statement, first of all, I'll tell you what I would do. I would, first of all, add another roster spot for every team. Again, I have all the money to do this because I'm commissioner for a day. Mm-hmm. I would add two more franchises because there's so many great players out there who don't make it, and especially now that the international option is not as viable as it was. I would also say I'm not going to have my finals on Sundays competing with NFL football. I would not have my finals have like five straight days of nothing for momentum, and I have all my finals on ABC in primetime where they belong because the WNBA is the popularity's never been better. With all that said, what would you do for the league? Because you were in it for so many years.
Mm-hmm. I think all the things you touched on are good ideas. I think flying charter for every game, I think, would be huge, especially in the regular season, because I know they can do it in the playoffs. But flying charter, just being able to not have to deal with airports and people and being able to get to places quicker, I think that's a huge advantage that the NBA has that the WNBA does not.
So when you say, I might be mistaken here. The only time they can fly charter in the regular season is if they have back-to-backs?
I believe so, and then only in the playoffs. That's the only time they can use charter.
Okay. That I did not realize. One thing I had heard, obviously, Tamika comes from Wittenberg. Your dad is there. She was not seeking this job. Your dad... And tell me if this is right or not, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about this. Your dad heard about the vacancy, and he kind of pushed her into this job or to seek it out. Is that true?
I wasn't there for those conversations, so you'd have to ask him.
I gotcha. All right, so I want to get back to the players on the court. Do you coach a certain skill set, like centers, forwards, guards, or are you coaching everybody during practice? How does that work? How do they have you guys matched up with the players on the team?
Coach Daryl Hudson and I are split the guards.
Okay. And what does that mean? Does that mean you're basically working individual drills with them during practice? Does that mean you're meeting with them and going over film with them when there's not practice during the week? How do you actually cultivate your relationship during the season with the guards then? Mm-hmm.
We split duties with some of them, like with shooting and watching film, but him and I also work well together, just like collaborating and like ideas for what we want to do with the guards and how we're going to improve them.
And what sort of drills, I guess I could put it this way, Tamika being in the WNBA, you being in the WNBA, with those teams, do you see similarities in the way you guys practice to the way the WNBA practices were when you were in the league? And how similar or different has it been?
I think Tamika values getting stuff done in a quick manner. Like, we're not going to be there for long, long hours. Now, if we need to be, we're going to get stuff done. But I think she tries to be efficient when it comes to our practices, and I think that's very similar to the WNBA.
Meaning what? They're very organized and, not a lot of time standing around saying what's next?
Yes, completely.
Okay. So let's talk about this team, how different it is from last year, because I guess one nice thing is you have a lot of players this year. You didn't have to worry about maybe potentially suiting up last year. And I don't want to get into last year because I know everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. But I think this team has grown a lot from the Florida trip. So I do want to get your feelings about how the Florida trip went with those victories and what you saw the team change from the couple of tough losses against Ohio and Detroit. What were your feelings about what you saw different in Florida from those other two games?
Mm-hmm. I think we're really locked in for those two games. We've been competing really hard in practice, and I think it's really carried over to the games as well. And then we've been making some shots. I think that's opened up our offense a little bit more. People are playing with a little bit more confidence because they're hitting shots.
we know what Ivy Wolf did at Miami, and we know she was basically taking great shots and they just weren't going in. And then down in Florida, it all changed. Do you just leave her alone knowing that eventually these shots are going to go and eventually there's going to be a streak where they're not going to go? Or do you, like, do special drills with her? Because she is, you know, again, we don't know what happened in Purdue, but she's locked in. We saw that in Florida.
Yeah, no, I think Ivy's a hard worker. So I don't think her work ethic changed because she wasn't shooting well. I think she just kept continuing doing the things she was doing. She knew it was going to pay off.
All right. Well, Bryce Agler, I appreciate your time, and that is our halftime.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.